Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion of needing to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues that I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine solo episode, I want to talk a little bit about taking back the power of your love. And by this, I'm sort of highlighting some of the themes that have come up in the past few weeks through the eclipse season, through the retrograde, where we might have felt lost, we might have felt despair, we might have felt emotional upheaval. Yet, the thing to remember is that despite everything we go through, every situation we move into, every person we encounter, every person we are involved with, we give them a gift. We're always giving a gift, and we're always receiving a gift from everyone we interact with. And remembering that and owning that and honoring that can really help us to keep from getting in that place of regret or despair or upset. So we're gonna explore that today. And of course, I'll pull a tarot card for all of you. So take a listen and enjoy. Hey everybody, Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. Sitting here recording on a rainy Sunday. It's been rainy a lot here. It rains a lot in general, it seems, here in upstate New York. I'm ready for some sunshine. Hopefully it's coming soon. How are all of you doing? How are you feeling now that we're moving more and more away from eclipse season? Even though the more I hear about it, the effects of that eclipse are going to last for quite a long time. They're saying like 6 months to a year, really. So, But I mean, that's in a lot of positive ways. I think right now we're feeling some of the stronger, more potentially harsh, disruptive ways that the eclipse impacted us. I know a lot of people are feeling kind of recluse and in sort of going within mode, sort of hermit mode, if you will. But it affects us all differently. How are you feeling is the question. How is this impacting you? Today, with consideration of all that I've brought up in the past few weeks with this tumultuous time, and we are still in Mercury retrograde, so there's a lot of reflection going on. And there could be some more challenging experiences, some things coming back from the past to haunt us, to confront us, to be dealt with. So amidst all this, I wanted to share something that I came across in the past week, which was a post that was talking about, and it was sort of aligned with what I spoke about last week, about the power and the benefits of non-attachment when we're able to let things come into our lives and leave without any preference, without holding on. And this post essentially said, there is meaning in every single meeting that we have with another being and every single experience we have, because in those shared moments, in those times, we are being a presence of love to that person. And particularly if you're listening to this show and you align with the concepts of the Divine Feminine, which to me just means that you're aware of your gifts as being of the light, as being a piece of the divine. We're all a piece of the divine, yet we are not necessarily encouraged to know that about ourselves. We're not really taught to understand that unless it's more religious based, where even then, it's a bit contrived because it's saying, if you do this, then you are loved by the light and then you're light, which is something that I don't align with. I align with the concept that you are the light, you are the divine, and therefore every single person you come in contact with is touched by you in a beautiful way. And again, especially if you're listening to this podcast, it means you're coming into that knowing. And the more that we're aligned with the knowing of who we really are, the greater our light, the greater our reach of our energy, of our vibration, of our presence is. And not in like a, you know, sort of superior way. It's just by a natural way. I mean, who doesn't love a loving presence? Who doesn't love great energy, a positive energy, someone that inspires people, makes people feel happy, feel good about themselves, feel positive about life? So I found this helpful to hear because, as I've shared, I was kind of going through the ringer the past few weeks when a situation abruptly came to a halt, very suddenly, very unexpectedly. It was very disarming and upsetting and brought up a lot of old emotions and a lot of old feelings and new feelings, really, of what the heck was that all about and not having any answers. And it was really hard to process. And reading that was helpful. And reading that was also comforting in remembering that it's not just about me. It's not actually personal when someone leaves your life or rejects you or doesn't tell you or give you a reason why they made the choice that they made. It has to do with them. I mean, there's two people involved in this situation. So I don't really agree that it doesn't have anything to do with you. It might have something to do with you, but most of the time people are making decisions because of themselves. They're having their own unique soul experience. So it's never full. It's like one tiny little percent about the other person and more about their bigger soul's journey, which again is another encouraging thing that every person you meet, you arranged for this to happen before you came on this planet. It's that powerful. And guess what? Every person you meet is going to run its course with you, whatever that was meant to be. So even if somebody leaves your life, they might come back in. That's why it's so powerful to be calm and to not chase after something or to reach for something or to run back to something. Just keep going about your life and seeing if it's meant for you, it'll come back to you, right? That's even an old popular saying, right? If you love it, let it go. If it comes back to you, it loves you. If it doesn't, it never did. Something like that. And that's sort of the idea, is just be like, okay, we exchanged the experience. We exchanged the love. We exchanged the connection. We exchanged the soul experience we were meant to have. And now we move on. Unless we meet again. Or really until we meet again. Because guess what? Even if it's done for in this lifetime, you're going to see them in another lifetime. I really think that everyone we meet in a lifetime, there's billions of people on the planet. So the ones that we come in contact with, I think, are ones that are part of our soul pod, I call it. So ones that we've already spent time with, that we will spend time with in other lifetimes. Anyways, my bigger point here is that love is a powerful thing. It's the most powerful thing on the planet. You might even say it's the only real thing that exists is the energy of that which we call love. Another word for that is the divine. So when you think about that, that's what you are. So there's no way for you to meet or encounter somebody without having an impact on them. That's beautiful. There's no way for someone to walk away from meeting you or having a connection or relation with you and not to be changed by it for the better. And if you can say that about yourself, then how is there ever a downside to ever meeting or encountering someone? And I offer this because whether you're dating, whether you're in various work and job situations, it goes also into family stuff, into friendships, into communities. It can feel heartbreaking. It can feel devastating where something doesn't last that you thought would, when some connection doesn't work out that you really had a lot of vested interest in. It can be easy to stand there and shake your fist and say, why did this happen like this? How did it possibly go like this? Why did this happen? Rather than just saying, wow, I'm glad that we had the time together that we did. I'm glad I made the effort. We gave it a shot. This didn't end up panning out, but we both blessed one another in different ways. And now we go our own ways. I know this is idealistic. I don't easily align with this when I'm in the throes of despair, of sadness, of grief. It's important to allow for that because that, to me, when I think about it, it's the part of me that's still evolving, right? If we were fully evolved beings, we would just be like peaceful birds or monks who are just like, cool, chill, bye, nice to meet you. Oh, you're leaving my life now? Okay, see you later. We wouldn't be attached. But that's a very heightened state of consciousness, of being. When we're still learning and evolving, we're going to have these more attachment-based tendencies because that is related to fear. So even people who are spiritual, I consider myself spiritual, I consider myself hip to conscious evolution, but I still get caught in that because I still have a ways to go in terms of evolving to the point where I no longer think of everything in regards to how it affects me or what it might mean about me. Because again, guess what that's tied to? It's just fear. It's fear that they left you because you're not good enough, or they didn't care about you, or you're not lovable, or it was all lies, or it was all dark, dense energy, low energy. It was all bad. It's hard not to think that way sometimes. And it doesn't mean that it's not true. Yet what does that matter is the ultimate question. Let's say you got involved in a business opportunity that was flashy and exciting, and they seemed really excited about you, and then they brought you on board and it was going well. And then all of a sudden somebody said, you know what? We don't really want you here. And all of a sudden it felt like the people who supported you didn't support you. And then it's done. And you're just left there being like, what the heck? Did I just get like wrapped up in a horrible karmic situation? Did I deserve this? Was this my comeuppance? No. It has nothing to do with that. It's just an experience that's getting you to where you need to go. And we tend to label things good or bad, right or wrong. It's just a part of our growth. Everything that happens to you is for your soul growth. Every situation ends because it no longer serves you. And if a situation is not over yet, it's because the lesson hasn't been learned. The karmic connection hasn't been completed. The soul connection hasn't been completed. So just trust that there is nothing to fear. And again, this is a higher state, but we evolve by having that higher state of being in mind, right? Just like anything else. You've heard me say this quote, but we build castles in the sky. That's where they belong. Build those beautiful castles of your dreams, of your aspirations, of what you desire to be and to do and to have. And then your work is to build the staircase up to that castle. So it's good to see that and say, okay, one day I'm going to feel really solid in my faith, not only in myself, but also my faith and trust in how every single thing plays out, that it's not about me. I don't have to waste that exhausting energy on taking things personally. I can just trust that I came into this situation. I opened my heart. I shared myself. I shared my light. I shared my love. And when it was done, it was over and I move on. Know the power of yourself. And again, I've been thinking about this a lot because in my recent ending that I experienced, I wasn't thinking about that. I was more thinking of why wasn't there more of it? Why didn't this continue? Rather than saying, wow, what a beautiful exchange of a lovely experience. I was able to offer something wonderful, my loving, kind self to another person, and then we moved on. Focus on that. And again, it doesn't have to just be romantic. It can be in a friendship. It can be in any encounter or experience. But the point to remember is that even if it doesn't play out the way you thought it would, we get so attached to how we think things are supposed to be or how they're supposed to play out or what the outcome will be, that when it doesn't line up with reality, we think, oh, what a failure. What a failure. What a letdown. What a disappointment. And again, I'm not saying that I don't have those feelings. I'm speaking to this today because I have those feelings and I'm working through them. I'm using this. I'm deciding that I'm using all the chaos from the eclipse to say, okay, this came into my world for a reason. I'm going to take it. I'm going to learn the lesson so I can have the evolution and the growth that was meant to be during this time. But to back it up a little, I also want to share something that came up. I was pulling cards for myself for the new moon because we forget, but the solar eclipse was a new moon. And I got this card. I got the Five of Cups. If you know tarot, Five of Cups is not always what you want to see, but it was very pertinent for me. It's about grief and loss. It's about feeling deep disappointment and sadness over what didn't work out, what didn't happen. In the traditional Five of Cups, it shows someone with their five cups, three have tipped over and are poured out. And this person has a cloak on and they're staring at these three cups, just staring at them. You can tell just sad, grieving, despair over these three cups. What they don't see is two cups behind them sitting perfectly upright and they're full. And the Two of Cups of Tarot means loving, beautiful unions, harmonious connections and relationships. So think about that for a second, just the meaning of that. Sometimes we stare so long at the things that didn't work out, about the despairs, we don't bother to look behind and see the gifts that are still standing, that still exist, that are waiting for us to pick up, to drink from. So we don't want to stare too long. Yes, allow for the grieving and disappointment. Again, it's a part of your growth. One day you will not feel it. And it might not be in this lifetime, but as a soul, one day you will know the experience of not feeling grief and loss over things that didn't pan out or happen as you thought they would. Because you let go of attachment and you let go of expectations. But again, that's like the heightened Buddha state, right? We're not quite there. We're on our own journey. We're helping each other home. That's what we're here for. Again, an act of love, right? So I got this Five of Cups, and it's from this deck, which I'm actually going to pull a tarot card for you all as my card for this episode. I've never pulled from this deck because, to be honest, this deck is powerful. This deck is called the Mary L. Tarot. Maybe I have pulled from it for you all before. I don't know, but it has like these really intense images. There's like a lot of nudity and just like weird shit, but it's great. And the descriptions are interesting because they often are not aligned with all with the traditional meanings of the tarot card. So usually it doesn't feel too aligned with Divine Feminine, because these episodes to me is when I'm going into like the light and the love and the unconditional state. And these cards are a little bit darker, but hey, you know, the dark and the light dances together always, anyways, one and the same. So back to my point. I got the Five of Cups and I read the description and I really appreciated it. It was exactly what I needed to hear. And so I'm wondering if it's maybe exactly what some of you might need to hear. First of all, the quote for the Five of Cups that they include is, "Love conquers all." And I like that because it reminds you that you can overcome anything, any situation, any disappointment, when you lead with love, because love is what will always conquer. Now, I'm not going to read the full description because it's like 3 pages long, but it also starts with these words. And I think maybe this is all that needs to be said. It just states the guarded heart. And even that just hit me, because it basically alludes to what this episode is all about, is that so often, rather than entering every situation being like, here I am, this loving, beautiful being that's here to brighten up your world, rock your world, whatever it is, we're very guarded because we think, I don't want to be hurt and I don't want to be rejected and I don't want to lose something. So I'm going to be guarded. I'm going to guard my heart. But our hearts are not meant to be guarded. And I don't mean that we don't have boundaries. That's different. But your heart is a light. Your soul is a light, and a light can never truly be blocked unless it's an eclipse. That image just came to mind. It's like, well, wait a minute. What about during the eclipse when it was totally dark because the light got... Okay, but did it really get blocked? In our line of vision, it did, but the sun didn't stop shining. It was still shining because guess what? The sun does not get guarded even when it knows it's going to be eclipsed by the moon. The sun doesn't go, oh, man, this moon's going to steal my thunder. It's going to block me. I'm just going to peace out today. I'm just going to shut down today. Heck no. The sun is like, I'm always unguarded. I never guard myself because I know the power of my light. The power of the sun fuels and gives life to all the planets in our solar system. Okay. There's many, many suns out there, but ours is a particular brilliant one, and it doesn't ever guard its light or its heart, if you will, because it might potentially be blocked or because it might not be received. Try to be like that sun. That's what this phrase reminds me of. The guarded heart reminds me, we only guard our heart when we don't believe in the inherent unconditional value and gift that is us. That we can show up in somebody's life, whether it be for a day or an hour or a year or a lifetime, and that we will purely and simply be a gift. Even if that person doesn't realize it, we know, we can still know that we were shining our heart light, that we were shining our pure selves, and that had an impact. And don't ever doubt that, because also you have to remember, we don't really know what goes on in someone else's heart and mind. I don't know about you all, but I certainly have claimed to be a mind reader and a heart reader. Oh, well, they didn't give a shit about me. They hated me. Oh, well, they didn't even like really care about me. Or, oh, well, that person didn't ever really want me as a friend. What? How do you know that? How do you really know what's in someone's heart and mind? And that is the power of the evolved being who keeps an open heart, an unguarded heart, is they trust. I'm getting a vision of like this wise older woman, just a caretaker, like holding a child, rocking a child in a rocking chair and just saying, oh, sweetie, just go be. Just go be your beautiful self and let the world get to enjoy you. That's all you have to do. Because she knows, she's been through life and she's realized, wow, all the things I worried about and assumed and thought I was so sure about, were never really true, and some things I never really found out, and I would have saved myself so much grief if I just enjoyed being me and trusted that my light was there to be shared with others. And that's it. That's kind of really all we're doing here, is to share our light. But so many of us keep our heart guarded, and for good reason. It can be painful. Yet again, there's a difference between guarding and having boundaries, which to me just means making different decisions where you say, I am happy to share my light with you, but if I don't feel that I'm also respected and honored, if I don't feel safe or secure, I'm not going to continue to be in this place, in this space to share my light. And then we give the greatest and highest regard to that person and can move on. This is the last paragraph, and this really hit me too. To love is to risk loss. They are part of the same natural cycle. To care is to feel pain. To love is brave. Takes courage to risk the heart. Every love is a risk and takes courage. No love, no heartache. I was so grateful to read that when I did, because it reminded me, it can feel so obvious after we get hurt, where we can say, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have been so open. I shouldn't have been so welcoming. I shouldn't have been so quick to trust this situation, to take this opportunity, to run with this. But you don't know. You don't know. Again, we're so quick to judge ourselves and to have regret and to be critical. But to care for anyone is risking to feel pain. And to love anyone is a huge act of bravery and courage, because you can get hurt. But then you have to ask yourself, would you rather not risk it and never experience it? Would you rather never care for anybody, never love anybody, and never get hurt, or care and love with all your heart in every situation and see if you can learn to release the hurt? Because again, hurt is only related to attachment to what you thought things should have been, rather than just seeing it as, wow, we shared this beautiful time and then we parted ways. Wow, I took this amazing opportunity and for a moment I thought it would be great and it didn't work out. How beautiful, how wonderful. I'm so glad I risked it. I learned. I look back at my life and without a doubt, the times of my greatest growth were from deep, deep heartbreak and loss. I don't think there's anything more empowering than having your heart broken. I'm sure anyone listening can relate to when you have that devastating heartbreak that you feel like might just kill you because it's so painful and so brutal and takes over all your thoughts, all your feelings. You literally just feel sunk in your body, a little bit lifeless. It's tough because I've spoken to this, but a breakup is a death. There's you, there's your partner, and there's the relationship you create together. There's the world you create together. And when you split, it is gone. It's dead. It's done. It does not exist anymore. And that feels like a tragedy to the human mind that is so attached to physicality and existence and doesn't respond well to things moving out of existence. It's scary. It's alarming. It feels like a tragedy. Like, oh my gosh, this thing is no more. How do I deal with it? But that's when you raise up. That's when you move up a little bit in your conscious evolution. You realize, well, maybe nothing did die. Maybe it was just a beautiful expression, just like everything is. Everything is ephemeral around us. This lifetime, all lifetimes, life itself is just one big moment that's always ending and always beginning at the same time. So really, there's no reason to grieve or to worry about things ending. That's the ultimate truth, but we work to get there. And first we experience heartbreak. So our heart can break apart and then come back together and heal in this stronger way that says, I'm strong. I'm bigger than this. I'm bigger than the despair, than the heartbreak. I can be put back together and come forward stronger because I know more of who I am and what I have to offer and what I want. And so it was worth it. No love, no heartbreak. It's true, but is that what you want? Do you want a life without any risk? Do you want to refrain from ever caring for anybody because they might not return it or they might disappear one day? And you might be left to wonder, did they even notice? Did they even appreciate how much I cared for them? Did they even really see who I really was? But then you ask yourself, does that matter? Does it matter if you were being true to yourself, if you were doing what felt like the highest expression of you in that time, with that person, at that job, with that friend, in that situation? Does it matter how they received it or how they felt about it? When we can do that, we are moving into a higher state, the higher state that's going to help shift humanity, because we're all so attached and so reactive. Tit for tat mentality. Well, I did this, so you should have done that. When we begin to let go and surrender and just be and express our essence and just care because we care and love because we love, that's what we do. We release attachment and everything changes. And guess what? We begin to have a much better time here. The strife and the grief goes away. Some more keywords from this card. The wounded heart, wounded to the very core of your being. But Chiron, oof, that's another topic we could hit on. There's a lot of Chiron energy. If you guys have heard of Chiron, it's the wounded warrior. It's where you're really going through some of the deepest hurts and wounds of this lifetime for you in particular. So keep your ear out for that when you listen to astrology podcasts and such. I've told you about Molly McCord, who I really like. I would check that one out. But Chiron is laying his body over you for protection. Release your pain and need for forgiveness to the heart at the center of the universe. Let it take care of your load for a while. Self-sacrifice, open heart, compassion, kindness, empathy, surrender. Intentions that are peaceful and pure. Symbolic death, compassionate mentor, the wounded healer. Those are some of the keywords. So I just wanted to share that, and hopefully it reaches whoever needs to hear it, that, you know, you are just such a beautiful, brilliant soul and light, and everyone, whoever encounters you, is better for it. And that's all you got to do. You're like a star. You are a star. You're like this brilliant, beautiful thing that you just got to show up wherever you go, and you're creating magic. You're doing beautiful things. Someone who is lucky enough to ever come into your life in any capacity, whether it be a friendship, romantic relationship, a work experience, even just a conversation. If you know that you are being your authentic self, then they are better for it. They can feel that you care. They can feel your love, because that's what humans do naturally when they're not in a reactive, fearful state. Otherwise, we might be kind of like reluctant, right? I still get in that state sometimes, I'll be honest, where I'm like, what's your agenda? Who are you? And I know it's when I'm being in my, I don't want to say lower energy, but that's what it feels like. It's when I'm sort of like, what? Huh? Can I trust this? I'm questioning, I'm in fear. But some days when I'm just feeling relaxed and at ease, I don't have any problem with being my most open, caring, kind, loving self. And I always feel better. Having an open heart is literally the best feeling in the world. There's nothing like it, because that energy is powerful and infinite, and it's your true essence, and that's always going to feel good. So whoever needed to also hear this, I'm sending so much love to your beautiful heart, and I hope that starting today and this week and just maybe forever that you can kind of think of, yeah, I just loved this person because I did, and I'm not going to worry about how they felt about me or why they left or why it didn't work out or why they didn't reciprocate it. I'm just going to know that I was happy to care and offer love to them and be happy with that. And I'm going to keep doing it because it's worth the risk. I'd rather risk heartbreak than to not know love. This can truly be the end of taking things personally. Let the lessons from this eclipse season empower you in that way. What if you never took anything personally again? You would be able to move through life so much more easily, so much more gracefully, so much more enjoyably. I really feel like that's what a lot of the stuff from this eclipse season was. And that's why this year is so powerful, is because it really wants us to not even just take, I mean, it's taking, we have to take the little steps within ourselves to create the bigger shift in humanity. But that's probably the biggest, one of the biggest things that humanity could shift into. Of course, it's always about letting go of fear, but it's one facet at a time. And one of those facets of fear is absolutely taking things personally and making things about us, when really it's not. It's not. It's so much bigger, so much more nuanced than that. So just live your life and be you, and know that that's enough, and know that that's a beautiful gift to anyone who's lucky enough to receive it. All right. So now I'm going to see what specific card wants to come out for the audience. I know I shared about the Five of Cups, but that was kind of my card for the new moon. And I just wanted to hit on that because it hits on a lot of the points from the topic of this episode. But let's see what card wants to come out. for this episode. Let's just see. The Four of Discs, or the Four of Pentacles, the Four of Coins. Discs are often about finances, home, family, relationships. It's sort of foundational things, material things are the four, are the pentacles. And this is the Four of Pentacles. Now, this description for this card is not too long, so I'm just going to go ahead and read the whole thing. I'm not going to interpret it myself because, again, this particular deck, the included booklet, has very unique descriptions of the card. So I'm just going to read it to you and let it fall how it will with you. The Four of Discs. All things in one is the Four. The Four of Discs is the Earth, in Earth, stability, power, perfection, strength. Perfect harmony between all elements, moving, creating together, lying, existing together as one, recording, building, growing, evolving, becoming. This is the physical universe, the throne of God, the Shekinah, God's radiant presence and manifestation, all Ali Allah. You too are within all in one, in perfect harmony with all else. The road you will walk through the crevasse in the cliffs of polarity, down into the abyss, across the valleys and deserts, through lush forests and ancient ruins, quickly up the foothills and slowly up Atlas Mountain, a pyramid, frozen ray of the sun, perfect tetractes onto redemption. The earth, most sublime and divine, temple of God. The shell from the Four of Cups is the star in the Four of Discs. The heavens are within. The end, yourself, your star, your eternal twin, calls to you and guides you the whole way. Oh, that's kind of sweet, because remember I literally just said you guys are stars. And this is affirming that you are the star. The heavens are within you. Hello, when somebody meets you, they are freaking talking to the heavens. You are heavenly. You're heaven expressed. Know that. Own it. Don't ever question it. Don't worry. Do not worry how they receive you, what they think. Just know that you are the heavens within, showing up, communing, connecting with another divine heavenly being. It is only us that questions or doubts that. So don't doubt it. Be the shift. Be the change. The end, yourself, your star, your eternal twin calls to you and guides you the whole way. So there is that part of yourself that knows always, wholly and completely, I call it your soul, that you are the star. It's your eternal twin that's up there shining all the time and is waiting, just waiting for you to know. Keywords for this card: settle, balance, and harmonize your mundane life. Take care of physical needs, your physical life, body, house, money, environment, job. To settle what is outside will settle what is inside, and vice versa. You are on the right path. Yes, it says that. That's where the description finishes. You are on the right path. Know this, know this, know this. Whatever has transpired in the past few weeks for you, whatever is going on in your life, take some time to take care of your physical needs. It's funny, this is coming up. I actually just found myself with some sort of hip or muscle injury, out of commission, not able to work out, really bummed. But it's making me get into the physical, get into my body, because sometimes it's easy to forget and just push yourself and be caught up in your emotions, your spiritual pursuits. Your physical body is part of the trifecta as well. Mind, body, and soul. Take some time. Slow down. Take care of your physical needs, your physical life. Be mindful of your body, your house, your money, your environment, your job. To settle what is outside will settle what is inside, and vice versa. So it's a beautiful thing, right? Sometimes we think we always need to do the spiritual work to resolve what's inside of us. But sometimes it also helps to just be mindful of the physical, clean up a bit, organize, clear your space. And maybe you'll find that things begin to resolve a little bit within. Maybe that will be the case. Whatever it is, I hope you found this message helpful. And I really hope that if anything, this episode inspired you to remember that heaven is within you, that the divine is within you, that the love you give to others is an expression of the heavens above, So know that, and to literally walk around like a freaking star and be like, hi, nice to meet you. Welcome to the heavens. You've seen it now. Experience it live. How amazing is that? How cool. Doesn't matter how long the encounter lasts. Doesn't matter how long the relationship lasts, how long the connection lasts, the friendship. You are dancing in each other's infinite beauty and brilliance. What's to lose in that? It's always worth the risk. Love is always worth the risk. Caring for somebody is never a lost cause. It's never a lost effort. Care deeply, love deeply, even though in our human experience, we might experience heartbreak and hurt. Nothing is more profound and powerful. Nothing is more empowering than the reclamation after heartbreak, when we gain an even stronger sense of who we really are, that divine heavenly being. All right, everybody, much love to you all. Have a beautiful day. Have a fantastic week. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.